There'll be time. Good morning. Okay, I have a question for you. I got a couple questions. I usually do, don't I? How do you show your parent or your grandparent that you love them? How would you do that? You could say, I love you, and give them a hug. Great, great answer. You had the same answer as your sister? Great minds think alike. Show respect. That's a great answer. Fantastic answer. Give them a card. That's also a good answer. Yes, sir.
Be nice.
Be nice. Exactly. Hi, come on up. Have a seat. There's room in the inn. Right there. So how would you show, you said show respect to your parents, your grandparents. How would you show respect to your parents, your grandparents? You know how you would do that? Does anyone know how you would show respect? Please and thank you. Forgot. Okay, that's all right. So I'm going to segue here. Who was Jesus' father? This may be a trick question. Who was Jesus' father? Yes, sir.
Me.
Not you. God. Yes, God, right? Because Jesus talks about his father in heaven. I would have also accepted as a reasonable answer Joseph, but that's okay. I was looking for God, so thank you. And Jesus today says, I have kept my father's commandments and abide in his love. Does anyone know what that means? I've kept my father's commandments and abide in his love. That means that the way that Jesus showed that he loved his father in heaven was to keep his commandments. Now, that's also a good way to show that you love your parent or your grandparent by doing what they ask you to do, right? That's like showing respect, like you said earlier. Now, God is not only Jesus' father, but in a sense, he's our heavenly father, right? Do we know what, how do we say, the Lord's Prayer every week? How does that begin? Our Father, who art in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven. Our meaning God, who is in heaven. Now, God isn't actually male or female. It's not a man or woman, so we could say our mother in heaven. And today's Mother's Day, so we could think about God as our mother in heaven just as easily. But we show our love to God by keeping God's commandments, and the way we keep God's commandments is by keeping Jesus' commandments. And what did Jesus command us to do today? We heard it in the gospel. You know what Jesus commands us to do? What does he ask us to do? Yes.
Be nice to people.
Perfect answer. And specifically, he says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you, which is another way of saying be nice to one another. That's well said. Now, he says, when he says, you love one another as I have loved you, who does he mean? Who's one another? Who's one another? Is it the 70 of you guys sitting right here? Is that one another? Yeah, that's one answer. Who else is one another? Rest your family. Anyone else?
Foster's family.
Whose family?
Foster family.
Foster family? Your foster family? That's a great answer, too. Yeah. So, St. Peter speaks in today's reading from Acts. So who knows St. Peter? Who knows who St. Peter was? He was kind of Jesus' right-hand man, really. He was one of the disciples. And he is very surprised today because the Holy Spirit is poured out upon Romans, upon Gentiles, upon people who they considered foreigners. He says, and the people with him say, the gift of the Holy Spirit has been poured out even on the Gentiles. That was a big surprise to them. So they were surprised that when Jesus said, love one another, it was more people than they had even initially thought. So yes, it's your family, it's your foster family, it's your people sitting here, but it's all these people here, it's everyone you see when you go outside. That's what we're supposed to love one another, is everyone. Does that make sense? Yes. Yes, exactly. That's right. Jesus, God said, everyone's brothers and sisters, and Jesus says, who is my neighbor? And my neighbor is not just the person who lives in the house next to me, but it's much, much more than that. So well said. Thank you. Thank you all for coming. Amen. Thank you.